In many parts of interior New South Wales, anywhere there's been intensive agriculture or industry, there's a good risk of having long-term depletion. I don't want to pick on the cotton industry in particular, but in the Namoi, where they've had long-term intensive groundwater use, you find that the groundwater levels have fallen by many metres over many decades, and it's never recovered. And you can look at groundwater levels on online systems. You can see irrigation systems pumping the groundwater and you see the water levels going down a lot. So the aim of the government is to sustainably manage groundwater. The problem is that we've got a legacy of decades of intensive groundwater use, and it's going to be very hard to ever recover from that. Impossible. The hard question is, what's the most sustainable use of groundwater? Is it more sustainable to use a very old groundwater that was recharged a long time ago, which has lots of recharge, but it's a fossil resource, which means it's limited? Or do you use a young groundwater, which is relatively fresh, like these alluvial systems, but really you're also impacting on the river system, so it's a double whammy? I don't have an answer. I don't think anyone has an answer for that. It's conceptually quite an interesting problem, but in the reality of the Central West, when you're in a really harsh drought and you're desperately looking for water sources, you know, the short-term solution is to put a bore in the alluvial levels, get something which will last for the next few years until the rivers flow again after the next floods, and then hope it recharges enough. It's not a problem. But it would be interesting to think about how the first peoples moved around this country over tens of thousands of years, and they needed a fresh water supply the whole of that time period. And rivers and lakes may get saline, but fresh groundwater would be, I think, one of the most important resources for the first peoples as they managed to survive and thrive on this continent. So groundwater, I think, is a very important part of long-term history.